Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach Brittle. I'm here with Laura Heck. We are recording on a Sunday because we have a very special episode where we want to talk about something very specific. It's basically a commercial for an event that's coming up. It's called The Art and Science of Love that we're happy to talk to you about. Also want to thank you and remind you about Operation Blue Check. If you're not yet following us on Instagram, go to Marriage Therapy Radio and give us a shout. I think there's still an active giveaway there, so that could be exciting. We're still trying to get our blue check. And we hope that you'll join us and also find out all the things that we're up to and all the stuff that we have to say. But in the meantime, this is a very cool conversation. Stick around.
Is it kind of strange to be doing this on a Sunday?
Yes, it is strange to be doing this on Sunday. But I think we both had to flex, right? You're teaching later this week, but I have to move everything around this week for a different reason. It's tournament weekend. Did I tell you how much I love tournament weekend?
Who's tournament?
It's soccer tournament for my kid. And so... Yeah. But when they made it into the Monday games, which means I had to move all my clients around, which means I had to use our time. So now Sunday's great, even though like I'd rather be at home, like chilling with my fam, like you're doing.
Are you working today?
Yeah, I put two clients in. I got to have
two
more tonight.
But you're seeing clients on the weekend.
Well, I'm seeing clients. So here's the thing, right?
Okay.
If I cancel clients to go to a child soccer game, in theory, I'm paying more to go to a child soccer game than I would ever pay to go see like the national team or like Manchester United or
in
anything.
In theory,
like,
but that is exactly so I just what moved it's them. Like to I, be a parent.
I move them to works by the hour.
Do you ever give your daughter the dollar value of how much she means to you? Like today, you mean $1,200 to me. This is how much I love you.
No, because then I would also have to tell her about the day she means 12 cents.
So I remember the day that my dad said, I am giving you this birthday present and I want to give you 100 reasons why you are very special to me today. And that was a big deal when I was a kid to get a $100 present from my parents. Like when they got to the point where it was like just one big present. And I will never forget. He has so many fun sayings. And one of them is I have 100 reasons why this is a very special birthday for you. Get it?
And it was a $100 bill.
No, I mean, it was like a camera or something back when people used to buy cameras. Yeah. Anyway,
so we're flexing. Thanks for doing that. And it's good because it's kind of outside of our normal flow anyway. I wanted to, do you have, when you work with clients, this is a thing that I've been realizing lately. I've started saying it, especially with new clients. Do you have like a foundational theory that you work with clients? Like when they come in, you go, this is what I fundamentally believe about whatever they're about to do.
I mean, I think I've talked to you about this before, but it's basically like from the get-go, letting them know that I'm not going to work any harder than they are willing to work for their relationship. So that's like foundational.
Yeah.
And then also really trying to suss out, like, what are we doing here? What's the whole point of you showing up? Like, what's your why? Help me understand the motivation. What is it? You know, so I would say that's probably the big piece is like, why are you here? What's this all about? And what's the motivation behind it?
And I'm not going to work harder than you.
And I'm not going to work harder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That's about what I think, because I've been telling clients, and I kind of taught them when they come in, I say, I want you to know something. And they're like ready for the pearl of wisdom that's about to drop.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, therapy doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And they go, blink. Uh-huh. But it's true. I actually believe that therapy doesn't work. And it's kind of to your point, because couples work or they don't. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it's certainly not going to work when I work harder than them. It's kind of right. like, I'll say, you know, sort of like if you go, oh, here's the other thing. They'll say, how long is this going to take? And I'm like, well, it's kind of like if you go into your personal trainer and you say, I want to learn how to bench press my body weight. Okay. And then, you know, you can't do it. You can only do like maybe a quarter of your body weight right now. So you can go see that guy every single day for the next 2 years. Sure. And then go home, do no exercise, do not change your diet, do not work mm-hmm. on your form. And mm-hmm. you know, you won't make it, it'll take forever.
Yeah.
But you can see that guy once a month and put into action the plan that he gives you.
Yeah.
And you might be bench pressing your body weight within, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, who knows? But it does come down to their own thing. And then what I say is, therapy is just a resource. Therapy is only a resource, just like, mm-hmm. well, just like this podcast and just like, right. a book or just like a whatever. So I want to talk a little bit about how to make the best of your resources, I guess.
Oh, I mean, I like that, because I do. And that, I mean, I guess for listeners, hearing me say I'm not willing to work harder than you when it comes to therapy might sound like shocking, like, oh, geez, Laura, like, what am I hiring you for? And the reason I say that is because I work my ass off for my couples. Oh, there was this great quote that I saw, it came across on LinkedIn, which is the only social media that I've been doing. Thank you, Zach, for carrying Marriage Therapy Radio's social media account. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I had to quit for my own just sanity.
I do think that we should talk about Operation Blue Check and how amazing it's going right now, even though I'm the only one.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay. But LinkedIn quote. Yeah.
So the quote was on LinkedIn, and it basically said, your therapist, just because, you know, the time that you spend being on the clock with your therapist is done, doesn't mean that that's your therapist is done thinking about you. The time that they spend outside of session thinking about you, and I tell my clients this all the time, and I don't know if this is, you know, inappropriate, but I'll say, I was on a run today and you came into my mind and I've been really thinking about the two of you. And it's true. I spend a lot of time thinking about my couples. I read books all the time. I'm constantly highlighting and thinking, boy, that pertains to this couple and that couple. When people have things going on in their life, like I grieve with them. I'm joyful for them, but it's as a therapist, we work really hard to establish healthy boundaries, but we're also here and we care and you're part of our lives, whether we are in session with you or not. But when I say I'm not willing to work harder than you, it means that I can't pull you along in the therapy process. You have to pull yourself. Just like what you said is like, therapy doesn't work. It's a resource. It's one of many, but couples yeah. work. It's, I don't know if you gave the punchline, but I know the ending of that. Therapy doesn't work. Couples work.
Yeah, no, a couple. I totally believe it. And, you know, I have two more biases, and then we're going to talk about something pretty specific. But the one is, I absolutely 100% have come to believe that healthy relationships are the function or are the byproduct of healthy people. Like mature mm-hmm. relationships need mature people, which means if therapy is going to work or if a resource is going to work, then you have to be like ready to own your stuff. You have to be ready to take personal responsibility for your part of the whole bit. And I think mm-hmm. I was, you know, I'm working on this book project, and part of it includes an understanding of couples that don't make it. And I think I told mm-hmm. you this once before, but one thing that's consistent among every single couple that was willing to talk to me about why they didn't make it is the idea that one or both of them was unwilling to really step into their own personal responsibility.
Yeah.
So I just think it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. And then the second thing, of course, is that if we're going to make it, we have to protect our relationship from right. those things that are out there to destroy. So first is me, and then it's we, and then maybe we can do a little bit of you. But I think that's the big piece of it that I yeah. feel like I'm just reiterating constantly to clients, like, you know, if this is going to work, A, like, you got to understand that you guys are going to do more work than me. B,
totally.
Individually, you have to take on some real personal ownership of what's going on. And then the two of you have to adopt a mentality that this is the thing that we're going to do to make it better.
Right. This is the focus that we have right now. It is really tough. And okay. So there's lots of different therapists. I would be considered a brief therapist. There's when like, I meet with like couples, seven. I tell them that I don't want to see them after a year.
Oh, brief.
I'm just a brief therapist. Yeah, it is a moment in time. Brief.
It's like, you're not a grief therapist.
No, not a grief therapist. I would be horrible at grief therapy.
You are like, you work sort of middle distance. Like you're like a 10K half marathon kind of therapist.
Speaking of that, this is just how we get super squirrely, but I signed up for my first duathlon and I'm doing the Olympic distance. Did I tell you about that? I texted you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the duathlon distance is the middle. You have a sprint, you have the Olympic, and then I don't even know what the other one is called because that wasn't even on my radar. But okay. So yes, I'm sort of like the middle distance therapist where I want to get in, I want to get out. But, and this is actually kind of a little bit of a segue is talking about the different options, the different resources that you have. But the reason why I like being a brief therapist is that I want to bring people who are motivated. And I really truly think that you only have a finite amount of time where you're able to just truly focus on your marriage say, look, like we're in a tough spot. We have a trajectory that we're shooting for and we're going to give it all that we can for, let's say, the next 6 months to a year and see how we can shift or change the dynamic. But I really do feel like after about 6 months to a year, you kind of like your energy dies out and you end up turning your focus to other things that need to be prioritized in your life. And that's why I love when couples come to see me saying, I'm going to be done with you in 6 months. We're going to give this a sprint and it's going to be hard and fast and you're going to love every minute of it, but then we're going to be done. And then you can use those skills and maybe not have your marriage be the center of your focus at the after that, because you don't need it to be. But that's just one resource. I know that people who have couples therapists, I think like my girlfriend said, oh, we've been with our therapist for 7 years and he's retiring. I'm like, holy moly.
Yeah.
7 years is like an uncle at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. There are a lot of different kinds of things and we can get distracted because I'm like, what am I? And I think I'm mostly like, I think you ought to have a therapist in the same way you ought to have a dentist. Like, you know, just somebody that's in your Rolodex or who has Rolodex anymore, but somebody who like is a resource. So, I mean, I do have couples that I've seen as long ago as 7 years ago that I'm still seeing, but I've seen them like once a quarter
right.
or once a semester, you know? Right. So it's more like a little bit of that, but it's interesting that you said 6 months because my brain did two things. One is I think I probably also start with the kind of a 6 month mentality and I do it in this way, which is I'll say, let's say we work together for 6 weeks or 6 months or something. And 6 months from now you're at a party and people are like, hey, how you doing? And you go, we're doing great. And they say, why are you doing great? You go, well, you know, they say, how's your marriage or something? I don't know if anybody has ever asked you how your marriage was at a cocktail party, but how's your marriage? Oh, our marriage is great. Why is your marriage great? Well, we did this thing. Well, what'd you do? Well, some people it's like, we found this therapist and, you know, that we meet with online and she's amazing. And she told us straight up, blah, blah, blah. Or we found this guy in Seattle and he's great. Or, you know, we found this podcast and this podcast, we listen to it weekly and we compare notes or whatever else. Or we went to this workshop and today we're going to talk a little bit about this workshop because what's interesting about it is, the workshop, it's called the Art and Science of Love. It's produced by the Gottman Institute. It's kind of their main offering. But one of the pieces of research that they know about the art and science of love is that it's demonstrated to have the similar effectiveness to people who spend about 6 months in therapy. Mm-hmm. So when couples use the art and science of love as an event, it's a 2-day event, and we'll tell you a little bit about it. And they lean in, I think with some of the biases that we've started with, you got to work hard. You really have to come ready to own your own stuff. It really is about us. You can fast forward through, say, a 6 month engagement with a therapist by really giving yourself, setting yourself up for success. Because again, you can be at that party and be like, oh, we went to this 2-day workshop and it was super fun. Why? Oh, we learned this, that, and the other thing. And we really, and then what happened? Oh, we did this. And like that story is the story of a couple who takes their relationship or their relationship trajectory seriously. Mm-hmm. So
let's tease this out a little bit because the idea of, oh geez, like, you know, six months of therapy versus let's just say a weekend. How is that possible? And I think that the benefit of it is just having that intensity where you're not distracted by other things. I know that a lot of people, when they come into therapy, they have the best of intentions and the relationship is at a place where they've said, I can't continue doing this like this anymore. And so I want to enter therapy. And then what'll happen is people will start to feel a little bit better, or, you know, the kids will go back to school and they're not home with you and all summer long. And suddenly you're like, oh, I've got a little bit of breathing room. I feel a little bit better. And then they stop going to therapy. Yeah. My chiropractor said that most people feel really good after seeing the chiropractor a couple of times. And he's like, that's the problem, is the dropout rate of people who they start to feel a little bit better and then they stop coming. But the point is, once you start to feel a little bit better, you need to keep going. And I think the statistics show that most people drop out of therapy after about the fourth session for numerous reasons, but there isn't a very long, couples don't see their couples therapist as long as they really should see them in order to get the full benefit. And so when you do a weekend where you have the intensity, it's a full all-in commitment for the weekend, you do everything all at once. And I think that's the benefit of doing the art and science of love over the course of a weekend, with the impact of feeling like you've covered 6 months worth of material that you would in couples therapy.
You know, the other side of that equation is also true, which is that people say, hey, we want to do something. Let's find a therapist. And right now, therapists are busy. I mean,
oh my gosh,
I'm busy. You can't get in to see me for, you know, 4 to 5 weeks at the earliest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people who feel like they want to do something and they choose therapy as their option. Again, this is where I think it's a little bit of a false idol. Like, therapy is not the answer for you. Something is, some kind of intervention is the answer. There's a couple of benefits like you're describing. One is the workshop itself exists in a handful of different formats. Traditionally, John and Julie Gottman have taught the workshop about 5 times a year here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I feel really lucky because I've gotten to go to, I don't know, maybe 20 or 25 of them.
And they've been doing this for how long? Like 20 years?
Forever. Yeah. I don't know when kind of the first those 2-day workshops is, but I mean, they've been doing them at least 10.
Okay.
And I've been going pretty regularly for 6 or 7 years into kind of a support role. And then of course, when COVID hit, they stopped doing live events. And so you can still go to the Gottman Institute and get the workshop as it's been recorded with John and Julie teaching. Mm-hmm. A second way that you can do it is they've repurposed the workshop so now that's a virtual, so you can do it online. And I won't bury the lead here. There's 3 more opportunities in 2021. We're recording now in July. There's one in September. There's one in October. And there's one in December.
And
I are teaching in October.
Which is really an honor. It is a true honor to be asked to teach for the Gottman Institute. And we're pretty pumped because we think that we have a really cool dynamic and we eat this up. I mean, we really like it.
We believe that we do.
We think we have a cool dynamic and that we can do a really great job of bringing you information in a way that I think is going to be like entertaining and really impactful. And I think that it's going to be a phenomenal weekend, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
The content is pretty consistent, no matter who teaches it. So there's a handful of certified Gottman therapists who are teaching pretty regularly for the Institute right now. And that's exciting. And we're excited to be able to join that. There are also therapists all over the country who are teaching live events still. So maybe there was
all over the world, not just the country, but all over the world. Yeah.
So there may be someone in your backyard. I know that there is a pretty active sort of Colorado version. There's a out of North Carolina and Tennessee. Yeah. There are a couple of really active ones. Texas has a lot. Yeah. And we'll point you to how to find those here in a second. But basically what you get is complete access to and exposure to John's body of research work and how to put that into practice in really specific ways for your relationship. Mm-hmm. So the workshop itself, it's not great if you're like on fire. If your relationship's on fire and you're like, there's something really traumatic or terrible happening, you probably do want more specialized help. But if you're just looking for a way to really just to have a new story to tell, right? Like, oh, what'd you do? Well, we went to this workshop and we took on a new story. Mm-hmm. And well, what do you mean? Well, what you basically get is an opportunity to really dive into the key findings around what I think are ultimately the 3 main buckets of the Gottman research. It's how to build and develop your friendship in really specific ways, how to manage conflict, and then how to like sort of set goals and hopes and dreams and chase them together. And most people who come into this thing, they're looking for skills. They're looking for skills that they didn't have before. And some people find it frustrating because they're trying to drink from fire hose and get all the stuff and make sure they have all the stuff. But really, it's only just the beginning, right? It's just the new way to take on new information, start to practice something, and then know that you now have, I guess the only way really to describe it is I have a really good toolbox. Mm-hmm. That I need to just maintain my tools and keep them and keep using them and, you know, make sure that they work. And when you do that, you can build really cool stuff.
Yeah. When I think about like as our listeners and who I know are listening to us, if you are premarital, or maybe you're just like, you're in a good, solid, committed relationship and you're considering maybe, you know, tying the knot or committing lifelong or whatever it might be. This has been a workshop that parents have gifted to their children to say, I think you should do this. This is just hands down. And I don't know about you, but I have had a lot of younger clients coming to see me that are a whole lot smarter than my generation and your generation. I think that the younger generation that are in their, let's say like 20s and early 30s now are recognizing that they may not have had the best models. They've been in a lot of different types of relationships. And I just think that they recognize that knowledge is power and that maybe mm-hmm. perhaps there's something out mm-hmm. there in the universe that could help guide them a little bit better. Because we seek resources out for everything. I mean, I'll watch a YouTube video of how to do just about anything in my mm-hmm. life. And for whatever reason, people are not looking for those resources when it comes to their relationship. So I think it's changing. It's definitely changing. So you have the premaritals that this workshop would be amazing. I think this is such a killer reset. If COVID has been tough, you
what?
Feel like the relationship.
Like if COVID has been tough.
Okay.
Like,
COVID has been tough. It's just a really good reset. And you have talked about this in the past of having that benchmarker in your relationship where it's like the before and after. And there's definitely that experience that couples have in an intense situation, like a weekend workshop where they say, this stands out in my mind as having what our relationship was like before. And then having the experience of changing the dynamic between the couple and having that after period. And I think that's a really cool way. And you're right. You know, if you're on fire, if you're contemplating divorce, I think a lot of couples contemplate divorce. And this is definitely a workshop that I would say, if divorce has been talked about in your relationship, come to the workshop, because a lot of times people just don't know that the relationship can be better. But when you say if it's on fire, like if there has been a recent betrayal that was just discovered, it might be better for you to see a couples therapist where you get that individual attention.
I think the way I would say that is the workshop works best for couples that are relatively stable and relatively ready to do some proactive work on the relationship.
Yeah.
When there's been a trauma, call it betrayal, call it death in the family, call it, you know, even sometimes significant, you know, COVID stuff, and it's just unstable, maybe the workshop's not the best for you. Cool thing is it's offered in lots of formats over lots of different times. If you're not ready in September, you can come in October. If you're not ready in October, you can come in December. But I think if people are interested in getting smarter, and that's the thing we talk about on the podcast all the time, like make me smarter. It's a really, really great way to sort of make yourself accountable to new content that is, again, it's not earth shattering content. It's basically the same stuff, like be nice, fight fair, mm-hmm. you know, help each other
support
out.
Support one
like,
another.
That's basically it. Yep. You know?
Well, in a nutshell, that was free. Thanks, Zach.
But if you don't know how to do that stuff and you need ways to mechanize it, then I think that it could be a great event, you know? And the other thing is people come into my office all the time and they'll say, oh, we went to the 2-day workshop like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And my first question is always exactly the same. I say, where's your box?
Uh-huh.
You're going to get a box of material. You're going to get a box of resources, including like questions to ask and activities to do and, you know, different types of interventions that you can take on. But if you take the workshop again and you go home and you put your box in the closet and it starts to collect dust, you're not going to bench press your body weight. That's just not going to happen. Like you're going to, you know,
you brought it back. I like
I
it.
I did. Yeah. I did. So I think, you know, and again, The Art and Science of Love is a great workshop. We're talking about it because we're teaching it and we're excited about it. And we want you mm-hmm. to come and be a part of it with us. But it also doesn't work. You work.
Yeah.
And you need to, you know, this is just a really incredible option that, again, we're jazzed to be a part of. And But there's tons and tons of options out there. And if you find one that works for you, then by all means, lean into it. Lean into it and let it work for you, because you're going to tell a story. You're going to tell a story about your relationship. And it can either be one where you said, hey, yeah, we did something special and we took it over. We took over our relationship and we changed the trajectory, or same old, same old. I mean,
same old. We're just waiting for the kids to leave so we can finally connect. You know, they're two now, but in 16 years, I'm pumped. We're going to really live it up.
Oh man, that's a little close to home. Mine's leaving in like a month.
Oh geez. Well, soak it up. Here's the thing. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, Zach, where people come to you and they have this, presenting problem. They come in and they say, here's what happens. She flies off the handle and she emotionally floods super fast and she yells and she screams and she throws objects at me and I leave and we basically then don't talk to each other for 2 days and everything else in our relationship's fine. But that's the dynamic that we're really coming to figure out. So you have that presenting problem. And in couples therapy, if you're working with a couples therapist, then they might say, okay, great, let's work on that. And you never get the opportunity to dig into other areas of your life that you are blind spots to. You don't even realize that this part of your relationship could be so much stronger. And what I love about the art and science of love is that even if that's your presenting problem, you're still going to get the opportunity to really strengthen your friendship. You're still going to get the opportunity to talk about your intimate life. You're still going to get the opportunity. And so many couples come and you ask them, hey, what was the most like knock your socks off important thing that you walked away from this weekend? And I would say over 50% of people are going to talk about something completely different from what they thought they came to the workshop to work on, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The sneaky thing too about that.
Yeah. The sneaky thing too about the presenting problem is usually if you're getting smarter about the relationship, what you will find out is you have this presenting problem and let's say you call it, I don't know, you call it R2-D2, right? And then the reality is you take R2-D2 out and you put something else in, you put C3PO in, the problem's still going to be there. It's just a totally different manifestation, you know, or Chewbacca or whatever, you know. I think my point is we think that the thing is the problem, but we are the problem. You're the problem and the problem and the way that you create the problem is the problem. And so learning, getting smarter about that and practicing it is really, really cool.
Yeah. Is this the official invite of telling people that we're super pumped? I mean, it's July now, so clear your schedule, because here's what I want. I want you to clear your schedule right now for October 23rd and 24th. That's when Zach and I are teaching. And it's like a full day. And I am a huge fan of couples, you know, like line up your babysitter or like go to a hotel and make that a weekend that's something special for you. Or if you're a total homebody and you are really excited to be able to do the art and science of love from your own living room with your dog on your lap and your favorite mug of tea in your hand. Awesome. So we want to invite you to come and do this with us.
Come hang out with us. And if October doesn't work for you, there are also two more opportunities between now and the end of the year. Yeah. One's in September, one's in December. Again, it's the same content, different teachers, but it really is a fantastic opportunity for you to sort of put your stake in the ground and decide that we're going to tell a new story. We're going to start doing the work and really just learning how to do that. You can go to gottman.com. That's GOTTMAN and then /MTR for Marriage Therapy Radio. So gottman.com MTR will give you, sort of access to the registration and some details about the event itself.
I think we have a discount code too. So if you go to gottman.com/MTR, that'll take you to the page for registration. But then also where there's a promo code opportunity, we'll give you 10% off as our listeners. It's MTR 2021. Marriage Therapy Radio. That's why everything's MTR, obviously.
Right on.
So put that discount code in, get 10% off of registration, which is, I mean, like that's a dinner. That is a nice dinner. Sure. Olive Garden.
Which you could have on Saturday night. You could plan for dinner on Saturday night. You could repurpose that money.
That's
toward
right.
Some yummy food. And okay, listen, you need to go do something with your Sunday. I've got tournament games to pay attention to tomorrow. Yeah. So I got to,
do you know where we're going? When you come to visit me, Zach, I will take you, you will love this. I will take you on a date to the arcade. The arcade is old machines. So it's like the old,
yeah,
Yeah. But the, like, it's just old, old, old.
I love it. I love
it. Yeah. But here's the cool part. You pay like $5 for an hour. Yeah. And it's unlimited access. So that's where we're going to, I'm going to take my son. My husband's going to take, he's like, Mom, do you want to hang out with us? Yeah, I want to hang out with you. Just because I've been home folding laundry while you've been golfing doesn't mean I don't want to hang out with you.
Do you know what I'm, you know, my new thing is that I want to do all the time. And this is a totally another conversation, but
what?
I want to play pickleball.
Yes.
Pickleball is the coolest. It's like, I love ping pong because you can just stand there and wave your racket. And I also enjoy tennis, but you have to run around too much.
Yeah,
so
this is the medium.
Pickleball is like
the medium.
Perfect. Yeah.
This is the duathlon. This is the Olympic distance duathlon is the pickleball.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, when you come to visit, though, we'll play pickleball because we have courts. Just
we have a lot of work to do when I come to visit. So let's focus on that. And we have to plan for this workshop. We got to get
we gotta get our ducks in a row.
Prep for our workshop. Okay, listen, I got to go.
Okay, let's land this plane.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. We are so excited to be hosting the Art and Science of Love on October 23rd and 24th. Clear your calendar, register, because we do have limited space. Even though this is a virtual event, we still like to keep it somewhat intimate. So you can go to gottman.com/MTR for Marriage Therapy Radio. And don't forget that you get the 10% discount when you put in MTR 2021. Thank you so much for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.